On a muddy, overcast Sunday, bronc riders and horse breeders corral mares with names like Spider Woman and Lunatic Lucy into gated chutes. There, they'll wait for their riders to mount. They don't always wait patiently. Some stamp their feet, one slams her head against the wooden boards in front of her. These are bucking horses. They're bred to buck, and the instinct is strong. It finally comes time to open the gate into the ring. The rider mounts, he holds tight. A gate opens, and they're off. Some of the matches last minutes before the horse throws her rider. Austin Peterson from Livingston, Montana, emerges breathless and covered in mud. He started riding bronc last year and says he likes the adrenaline of the sport.
It's a pretty crazy feeling. They got a lot of power.
Others compete mostly for the chance to win prize money, like 38-year-old Jeremy Meeks from South Dakota.
At my age, that's about all I like about it. And the competition, you know, to know that I can still compete with the younger guys because I'm getting to be one of the older generations now still riding bronc.
He competed at Miles City around 20 years ago when he first started in the family trade. Many bronc riders get into it because it's a family tradition, and the same goes for the supply side. Matt Birch and his wife Anna breed bucking horses professionally.
Anything to do with a horse, my dad wanted something to do with it.
Birch has been around bucking horses since he was about 4 years old. He runs Birch Rodeo Company out of Wyoming with his brother and wife. They keep around 750 horses and travel around the country selling and competing them. Part of their job is to breed horses, and pedigree is a big deal.
You're breeding buck to buck. In the racehorse business, you're breeding race fast. I mean, just fast, and we're breeding buck to buck.
Anna Birch says it takes a lot of time, feed, land, and effort to raise a horse.
At the end of the day, we don't do this to make money. We do it because we love it. We love these animals and stuff, and this is why we're here today.
From Miles City, I'm Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News.